Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, certainly this year has provided all kinds of challenges to people in a variety of different ways, including in schools, and not just schools, but childcare providers as well, those childcare centers that need to make sure that they have a safe, clean environment for the small children that they're caring for. Joining us right now to tell us how the United Way is helping out some of those child care centers is St. Clair County Reese's Great Start Collaborative Coordinator, Riley Alley. Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Boy, this is so important to make sure that, especially those places where little kids are kept safe and clean.
Oh, absolutely. And it's something that, you know, they have needed all along. So our child care providers have been frontline staff the whole time that this pandemic has been going. So in March, when everything shut down and everybody went home, our child care providers stayed. They stayed because we had hospital workers. We had first responders who still needed to go to work. We had grocery workers that still had to go to work. And so our child care providers were there to do exactly what they've always done, is, you know, provide care in a safe and loving environment. And so as this kept going on, and I mean, I think everybody knows you can't go to Meijer and get your same disinfecting bleach wipes that you normally could just get whenever you wanted. And so it became a challenge for our child care providers to keep up during the pandemic, and United Way stepped in and really helped.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I helped provide the funding and maybe some guidance on where to find those things, because it would become very difficult. You have to go online and sometimes pay a lot more than you usually would for those disinfectants.
Right, and that was kind of the biggest challenge, is so many of our child care providers are just, they're small businesses. They are running it right out of their home, or they're just a small center, and so They're just shopping at our local grocery stores trying to get the cleaning supplies, whereas when we came together with the grant from United Way and doing kind of a little bit bigger purchasing, we were able to kind of get those supplies in bulk at a little bit better price, and a little bit easier, because we were doing it all together kind of in a collaborative effort.
You know, those child care providers are in some cases, I think, and you've kind of helped to illustrate this, Riley, kind of our unsung frontline workers. You know, you kind of went down the list of, people that work in hospitals and, police and other and grocery stores. You know, those people that can't work from home have to be front and center. Boy, our child care workers are so important too, aren't they?
Oh, they are. And, you know, beyond the challenges of just keeping that safe environment, our child cares are really being affected by this pandemic. So when, you know, people were sent home, their numbers of children in care went down. And that's really challenging financially for these places to stay open. But some of them, stayed open, knew that this was what our community needed, and really took a hit financially. And so they have also been really lucky, because our state has a child care relief grants that have been coming out all summer. So every month they've been able to get that. But those are going to be coming to an end. And we don't want our providers to shut their doors just because they can't make ends meet. So it's really important right now that we're supporting them. We want their doors to stay open so that as everybody continues to go back to work, I mean, it's still slow. I mean, not everybody's back, but everybody, in order to go back, they need childcare. That's the one piece that we can't let go. And so we all have to kind of stand behind our child care providers and really step up and help them keep their doors open.
Yeah, one of the many ways the United Way has come through certainly this year with their COVID-19 Relief Emergency Services Fund, and that's certainly good news for those child care providers. Riley, thanks for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.